You're listening now to the second part of a public pension disclosure podcast, recorded as of December 5th, 2011. Please refer to the first part of the podcast for some introductory remarks and general procedural comments and disclaimers. Nambulin's discussion draft indicates certain types of documents that are helpful for the preparers of official statement pension disclosure to have access to for review. These include 1, government sponsors financial statements, 2, pension plan actuarial reports, and these are required to be prepared at least every 2 years, 3, actuarial impact statements, that is relating to determining the cost related to proposed changes in connection with plan amendments, 4, pension systems financial statements, and 5, experience studies. That is, an experience study looks at actual experience of a plan for comparison against projected experience and for the purpose of possibly changing plan assumptions. Some issuers have undertaken to provide readers of bond official statements information as to how to access copies of these types of materials. Now, the NAVL May 2, 2011 materials propose presenting pension disclosure in tables. One suggested table is to present historical funding status of the pension system over 10 years. The table would show the market value of assets, the unfunded actuarial accrued liability, or UAAL, the funded ratio, member payroll, and the ratio of the unfunded actuarially accrued liability to member payroll. And a downward trend in this ratio would be favorable. A second type of table that the NAVL material suggests is for the purpose of showing and comparing the differences resulting from using actuarial value and market value of plan assets. This table would show historical information for both actuarial and market value of plan assets for each fiscal year and the funded ratio based on both market and actuarial value of plan assets. And a funded ratio of less than 80% has been commented upon as possibly indicating financial distress. A third type of table would show historical funding of the pension system in terms of the annual required contribution, the ARC, over 10 years. For each applicable fiscal year, the table would show the ARC and the employer offsets, and that is the portion of the employee's required contributions to the pension system that the governmental sponsor has agreed to make for the employee. The actual employer contribution made for such fiscal year would also be shown, and any amount unfunded. A fourth type of table, which was set forth and described in the May 2, 2011 discussion draft, but which reportedly generated considerable debate, was to provide a 10-year prospective, that is forward-looking, funding status table showing, among other things, projected annual ARCs, UAALs, and funded ratios. In various cases, NAVL also suggests including certain points to address in a narrative following each of the tables. So we've now come to the end of the second of 4 parts of our podcast.